be honest. Sometimes there is nothing harder in life than being happy for somebody else. Like lottery winners or extremely successful people who are 27. And then there's that hell on earth that only your closest friends can inflict on you. The baby shower.
You cannot drag me to that thing if you put a grappling hook in my mouth.
Frankly, I think it's sad. The way she's using a child to validate her resistance.
Exactly. Why can't she just use sex and a nice cocktail like the rest of us?
I'm happy for her.
I am.
If I see another crepe paper stork, I'm going to rip its cardboard beak off.
Can I ask you, would any baby shower bother you, or is this one worse because it's Lainey's? Lainey Berlin. You can't really describe her. You just had to know her. Chances are, 8 years ago, you probably did.
So help me. She fucks on my couch, she buys it.
Isn't that how you got the couch from me?
Hey, Lainey, dog's a tits.
Oh, give it a rest. You guys have seen enough of my tits.
Lainey did A&R for a record label, or as she used to call it, sex with an expense account. Every time she went on a scouting trip, she came back with some hot new group and a gynecological condition no one had ever heard of.
Those things make so many public appearances, they need a booking agent.
Look at her, the poster girl for low self-esteem.
You know, I have low self-esteem, but I express it the healthy way, by eating a box of double stuffed Oreos.
She's so sad. Take it off!
Samantha and Lainey had a long-standing rivalry. Both wild, both sexy, both incredibly insecure. 2 years ago, Lainey did the most shocking thing of all. She met a Wall Street investment banker, married him, and moved to Connecticut. That wasn't supposed to happen. She was supposed to have sex with Sid Vicious and move to heroin.
Come on, you guys. It'll be fun. We've never even been to Visitor in Connecticut.
Exactly. There's a reason for that.
Lyme disease?
That's another good one.
But it's a baby shower.
No, it's a cult.
It's a cult? What are you talking about?
Listen to me. They all think the same, dress the same, and sacrifice themselves to the same cause. Babies.
She's insane.
Hey, I've lost two sisters to the motherhood. I know what I'm talking about.
I think we should go. It's the right thing to do.
Give me one good reason.
Okay, you're driving down the road. You see a sign. It says two-headed snake. You pull over. Wild Lainey is having a baby shower. You pull over.
She's got a point. It's the right thing to do. Just imagine how fat she must be.
As I penciled in the date, I noticed something missing. In between the Versace show and dinner at Moomba, there it wasn't. My period, 4 days late. That Saturday, also known as 7 days late, four city girls set off to visit the country mice.
Are we there yet?
I've already had two of these, so we're going to be stopping a lot.
Hey, nice outfit. Is there going to be some belly dancing at the shower?
Yeah, right after the gifts.
Oh, shit. I totally spaced. I forgot to buy her a present.
How tacky is it to give the mother-to-be a fistful of cash?
Oh, don't worry about it. You can go in on mine.
You bought a pregnant woman a bottle of scotch?
The invitation said BYOB.
That meant bring your own baby.
Well, what did you get her?
Condom.
Seriously, what'd you get her?
Seriously? They're pastel.
Wait for me.
Oh, my God.
Wait.
Look at the size of that thing. We could drive back to Connecticut.
I'm putting my name on that card.
All right.
Go, go, go.
Does anybody know how to drive?
As I turned the mid-sized coupe onto Hollyhock Lane, I was struck by how a place so filled with nature could look so unnatural.
Oh, Toto. I don't think we're in Manhattan anymore.
Oh, our house is beautiful. Oh, and look at our dog.
invisible electric fencing. It's the latest thing. My sister has it.
Okay. Ready, girls? Let's go.
Oh, Charlotte, sweetie, don't forget our pants.
Anything I want.
Jealous?
Come on in, come in.
Bridget, Roxanne, these are my friends from the city.
Hi.
We didn't think you'd make it.
Oh, we got lost. We took the wrong bridge.
Remember that feeling like if you left Manhattan even for a second, you'd fall off the edge of the earth?
No.
God, don't remind me.
Hi.
Oh, my God, it's the Bellini Daisy Basket.
Speaking of Bellini,
incredible.
I'm going to have a big drink. Jealous?
Is she still bar hopping and bed hopping? It's so sad, isn't it, when that's all you have?
Okay, this is Rebecca.
Hi. Susan.
Hello.
Mindy.
Hey.
Don't get up, sweetheart. She's doing this in vitro thing. She's not supposed to move at all. And that's Betsy and her boy Harry. They're inseparable. They do everything together. We call them our old married couple. Except it's not really that funny now that Betsy and her husband are getting divorced.
Ladies, need you.
So all I have to do to meet the ideal man is give birth to him.
I love my son. Andy is 11 months old. He is a god, and I tell him so every day.
30 years from now, what do you think the chances are that some woman's going to be able to make Andy happy? I'm going to go with zero.
Oh. Oh, it's adorable.
Look, Rick, that's Charlotte.
Oh, I wish they made this in my size.
I told you, it's a cult. We can't separate. Once they isolate you from the herd, it's all over.
As I watched Lainey tear open a terry cloth baby bib with the same enthusiasm she once reserved for tearing off rock stars' pants, I couldn't help but wonder, was I next?
You know what, I have to pee. If you're not back in 5 minutes, I'm coming after you.
The truth is, I needed to escape. The party had turned into a preview. A preview of a life I didn't know if I was ready for. Even 7 months pregnant, Lainey couldn't keep her clothes on. Clearly, a part of the old Lainey had survived. But I wondered, what was still buried deep inside the mommies downstairs?
Before I married my husband, I slept around with everybody. Now I have an internet lover. No one knows.
When I was senior vice president, 212 people reported to me on a daily basis. Now I just yell at the gardener, who doesn't understand a single word.
I'm exactly the same. I love my life. But every now and then, I can't help but think about Lisa.
Sometimes I climb up into the kids' treehouse with my Walkman, light up a joint, and listen to Peter Frampton.
There's a woman in there breastfeeding a child who can chew steak.
You know how I feel about that? If you can ask for it, you're probably too old to have it.
Harry, no!
I just realized, maybe it's maturity or the wisdom that comes with age, but the witch in Hansel and Gretel, she's very misunderstood. I mean, the woman builds her dream house, and these brats come along and start eating it.
I just have to tell you, your home is beautiful.
Thank you. I know it's a big change, but at some point you have to get serious and settle down. I mean, life is not a Jacqueline Suzanne novel, four friends looking for life and love in the big city. Yeah.
Stop it.
You're not going to clean up at your own shower.
Yeah, relax, because once little Todd or Shayla comes around, you'll never stop cleaning up.
Shayla? Did you say Shayla?
It's so unique, isn't it?
It's so my name.
I thought your name was Charlotte.
No, it's not my name. It's my name. My secret baby name that I made up when I was 11 years old for my daughter when I had her. I told you. Don't tell me you don't remember.
No, I'm sorry. I really don't.
A complete lie. She remembered. We all remembered. Charlotte had made us all swear never to use it.
Anyway, I think my husband heard it somewhere else.
Really? Where? Because I didn't tell him.
I can't believe you're freaking out over a name.
I mean, you're not even pregnant.
That's not the point.
What's going on?
She stole my baby name.
You bitch. Let's go.
Beers and bar nuts at Flanagan's off Route 5 were the perfect antidote to Lainey's house of humiliation.
If I hadn't waited this long to have a baby, that name would be mine.
Oh, Charlotte, come on. You're still young. You have plenty of time to have children.
No. No, I don't. I don't want to be one of those 40-year-old moms. No, no offense.
Well, I don't want to be one of them either. There are no frozen eggs in my freezer.
Was the bathroom clean?
What do you think?
This is why I hate baby showers. Always leave feeling depressed.
Patty, another round. Well, I, for one, love my life. And I will not be made to feel inadequate by all this baby talk.
I spoke to a woman with a master's in finance. All she wanted to talk about was her diaper genie.
Oh, come on, you guys. It doesn't have to be like that. You don't have to lose yourself to have a kid. I know plenty of cool, hip mothers who live in the city and who still have great careers and stuff.
Who?
I'm late. I missed my period.
Patty, honey, where are those beers?
L.A.
You know, just a few. 7 days.
Oh, honey, gray area. True, you're in front of the firing squad, but you haven't been shot.
I was once 10 days late.
Really? Were you having sex?
No. What are you going to do? You going to tell Mr. Biggs?
No, I am not going to tell him until I know what I... until I know how I... what... No, I am not going to tell him until I know how to finish the sentence.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
That night, Charlotte got out her wish box where she kept reminders of all the things she hoped for in life. A gift for Shayla. A townhouse in the city. A beach house in East Hampton. Her dream man. Her backup dream man. It's very strange when the life you never had flashes before your eyes. Carrie held hostage, day 8. Miranda and I went shopping.
I'm on total ovary overload. Which kind do I get?
Here. This one's on sale. Half off.
Sweetie, I just spent $395 on a pair of open-toed Gucci's last week. This is not the place to be frugal.
All right.
Well, what about this one?
Oh, First Response. I remember First Response. I had a very reassuring moment once with First Response.
Oh.
Here's hoping.
What if I am?
If you am, you am.
I don't think I'd be very good at this. I mean, am I maternal? You know, when I was a little girl, I left my favorite baby doll out in the rain for 4 days. Her face peeled off. That can't be good.
Yeah, but I mean, if you...
I shaved my Barbie's head when I was mad at her.
When I was little, I took a rubber band and put it around my dog Pepper's snout.
What?
God.
Can you picture it? Us with...
kids?
Babies.
I'll probably end up with 5.
5 hours and 2 packs of gum later, I decided I couldn't take the test till I knew exactly how I felt about the results, either way.
Hello?
It's Lainey.
Oh, hi.
I just want to tell you it was so great to see you guys the other day. I know I was a big bitch, but you gotta know my hormones are going wild.
The truth is, Lainey's hormones have been going wild since she was 10.
And seeing you made me remember how much fun we used to have.
Yeah, we did. It's amazing how much time has gone by.
Tell me about it. But I miss us. I really do. We should get together more often.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, we should get together, not just say we're going to, but really do it.
Absolutely. Listen, I've got to go. I'm running late.
Where are you up to?
Actually, Samantha's having one of her parties.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, man. See, that's the kind of thing. I love Samantha's parties. Why didn't you tell me?
Next time, I promise, all right? Okay, bye.
Faced with her own inadequacy, Samantha did something only Samantha could do. She threw an I don't have a baby shower to let everyone know she was fabulous.
Great to see you. Oh, I don't have a baby. Everybody drink.
Are you having fun?
Yes, I am, but not quite as much fun as Miranda. Still convinced that marriage plus baby equals death, Miranda chose life. Also known as Ed, Samantha's accountant.
If she fucks on that couch, she buys it.
Hey, you guys, the entertainment has arrived.
What are you doing here?
What I do best. Partying.
Here, maybe we better sit down.
What? No, where's Mar? Somebody get me a drink.
Oh, I don't know, Lainey. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah. I'm due any day. What's one little drink gonna matter? It'll help me go into labor.
She gives birth on that couch. She buys it.
What are you doing here? What is she doing here?
I missed you guys.
Us? The pathetic, live-for-the-moment New York single girls who think that life is a Jacqueline Suzanne novel?
Look, I'm sure you get asked this all the time, but what is your problem?
My problem? Just that I had a dream and you killed it in a nutshell.
Really? Well, then you're lucky, because at least you know what happened to your dream.
I have absolutely no idea what happened to mine.
Hi, Lainey.
I spent the next hour keeping Charlotte away from Lainey and Lainey away from the vodka.
Well, well, well. Look who came up for air.
He's a good kisser, and he's going to do my taxes for free.
Sorry. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Dawson.
Well, listen, I've just been talking to your friend Charlotte. She's really great. Is she seeing anybody?
Wide open.
Just don't mention the name Shayla.
Sorry?
Nothing. It's a private joke. Go forth. And date.
His name was Jonathan Bix. He was a trader at Bear Stearns and had just closed escrow on a house in the Hamptons. Charlotte suddenly realized all was not lost. As she sipped her beer, she mentally scotch-taped her dream house back together again.
This party sucks.
Lainey, maybe we should think about getting you home, right?
No, I don't want to go back there. Hey, you fuckers, who wants to see my tits?
I'll take a look.
Lainey, come on. Come back.
Relax. It's going to be fun. All right. Calm down. We're going to have a party. All right. Pregnant lady showing her tits.
Oh, my God.
This is one so sad and the most fabulous validation I've ever gotten in my life. This is weird. I don't think I can do this.
No biggie.
Despite her best efforts to run free, it appeared that Lainey Berlin's invisible electric fence stretched all the way to Manhattan.
No. I know I can do it. Just give me one more
Lainey,
chance.
Lainey, it's not who you are anymore. All right.
But I didn't know that was going to happen. No, nobody told me that was going to happen. I mean, somebody should warn you.
All right.
One day you're going to wake up and you're not going to recognize yourself.
Can you take her to Connecticut?
Thank you.
I spent the entire next day sitting on a park bench watching children play. If I had to, could I do this? Would I be any good? Would I somehow manage to stay me?
Hello.
Oh,
hi.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
She's adorable.
Yeah, most of the time.
You want to go home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
On the way home, I got my period.